Okay,
22, 23, 145, 146, 325, 135, 110, 112, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 12,
use the multiplier, same multiplier, and try to project him, and we found out he was just plain slow relative to today's race. He was just slow. He was not slow because of the track, because of the variant. He was just slow.
Okay, where did we get the 22? Was that like pace of the race? Just hypothetical kind of deal?
Yeah. We're always using pace of the race. You equate the pace of the race, so therefore how the horse runs against an equalized pace determines on what he'll do. And we make our multiplier from winning time. Winning time. Question. I see there's a question.
Yeah, there's still a question. First, let's take the first fraction here. We got a slow time, 23.1. There's a faster time, 22, which must have been based in the race. Now, if you divide 23.1.
Both are based in the race.
Different tracks of shipper.
This, we're trying to say is, how do you solve that question? Can we solve it? It's not to everyone's satisfaction. He knows there's 3/5 difference between Canterbury Downs and Exarvin. Now, he doesn't do any research or study to the extent that some of our people do, but he just knows it. Just a little learning. Jimmy learns a lot.
He also knows that can be equated, that's the same. So this horse is equal to this horse. But when you got this horse moved in here by the same multiplier, he's not equal to this horse. He's slower than this horse. So he doesn't belong. I'm just trying to tell you which horses can you juggle around with and equalize, and which should you not just throw out on that?
I think I missed the point of the third horse. Once you bring the third horse, it puts it in proper perspective, right?
Yeah, the third horse doesn't belong. This horse equates. Now, if you want to equalize him to this distance, you divide in reverse. You come up with a 90-something multiplier, 0.9.
Yeah, 0.948, yeah.
All it is the same. Use the common multiplier at all times and throw out a horse who does not play.
Yes, sir. Is this material in any amendment?
No. I told you. You guys get privileged. You're privileged few. This is the only thing we've written thus far. It'll be in the master. It'll the whole world know about it later. You got a head start in it.
This generally holds up for different class levels.
Yeah, establish your par multiplier at, if it's down here in the 25,000 claimer ranks, midway ranks. And any other track, find what's midway and run a few races, or winning races at all distances. And I'd say 8 races. Like Bob said this morning, I did 8 races and he did 2,800.
Up and down.
Oh yeah, the differential is the same by class code. Even those arbitrary things that Quirin makes, they're equated, they're related. Yeah.
If you have you have your 10 pace lines, let's say you only have 2 at the same class level, which is your or your north class line.
You don't got everything. You use everything you do got. Yeah, but you're not going to have that problem. Pomona's almost over. You can do Pomona. But you can see, if you're winning, you don't need all this stuff, folks. Let me stress that. This is not something that all you winners are going to do. That's right. You know darn well he's not going to do it. If you're winning with what you already perceive the matchup, if you're winning 60% and over, this isn't going to be much good for you. It's just going to clarify maybe what you already know. But if you are not in the 60 plus bracket, then all these exercises we've given you will get you there. I know the reason I know that is because I did all these little Mickey Mouse things. I did on this, but
I think if you read the back page of the matchup, if it starts to take you over 6, 7 minutes, 8 minutes in these races, you know, after you got your contenders, you got a very contentious. What are you bothering with it for? There's not 8 other races.
Right.
It's not a challenge to bet 8 races, 9 races. Let me get 3 and win them all.
That's right. What we're trying to do is to give people, by practicing this sort of, these exercises, whatever they are, that you will soon develop pattern recognition and you won't need hardly anything. You can eyeball scan most of the races. Speaking of which, we will now do an eyeball scan exercise. I want to have you do it. You don't want to do it.
Do it.
Huh? Want to do it? Let's do one.
Yeah.
Let's do one.
And we took up so much time yesterday with Johnny Benson.
Huh?
We took up so much time yesterday with that party one with that
marriage. Oh, now, let's be fair. I hope you haven't looked at the result. You have. You really are disqualified. Third, let's start with the thing. Don't look in the back of it. Look on page 31. Don't go beyond the list. The results are in here. It shouldn't be here.
33, maybe? No.
31. 31, you mean you don't have 31?
Yeah, all the race.
Huh? Well, that's what we're going to do. What do you mean there's nothing on page 31? We're talking about, you call the race, and you turn to the page, and says, you call the race, and there's nothing on there? We are in trouble.
How? There's no
past
performances.
Are you
stripped?
You'll get past performances. Where do you start? See, read the rules. I'm going to have you do this by the rules. Don't look beyond that page. Just stop there. I'm going to give you 6 minutes to go over this next race. Then I'm going to ask you to call the race. You can call it and shout out who you think is going to be winning. I'll listen, and you make the marks on the page. You actually draw on the page. We'll destroy the page, and we will Xerox you some more.
Page 32, right?
Yeah. Say, take 6 minutes to take this race. It's on pages 33 and 34.
Right now?
Yeah. And analyze it. You'll make any marks you want. Don't turn beyond page 34.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, just play radio now, sir, to talk to yourself and shout out what you think. Just say, hey, out of the gate comes so-and-so and so-and-so, and the first call is in the league. I'm going to give you a minute and a half to do it. Starting now. After you've done it, then you call out your call. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, by the way. 3 minutes of time. Nearing the stretch now, you got 30 seconds. Wow. How many are at the stretch? I'll give you an extra 30 seconds, which you shouldn't allow yourself to do for this purpose. Okay, time. How many finished? How far are those who didn't finish yet? I'm going to find out something here, and I will predict what you find out. The best handicappers in this room all do as well in this exercise as the worst handicappers, if there are any worse. Okay, somebody call out from the gate. Who got it first?
Based in
Dave Levine, head.
Okay. First call.
Dave Levine.
Second call. Is
Chase for being mobile so bad.
Fails a success could be coming in.
Stretch call.
Moby and fails a success.
Final call, give me the top three. How many said Chase, Peebus, Labutt, and Labine?
Where?
Your top three. Okay, now your top four. Who did you have as fourth
after that? Vansky.
Who had, somebody then said Boyd DeHock. You had him in the top five. Okay, how many did not, let me be honest with you, how many did not have those three in your top five?
Which three are?
Taste of Success, Levine, and Peebus, whatever.
What was the goal?
My God.
Okay, you all had it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Anybody not have it?
I wouldn't keep Levine in because I don't think he's going to play.
Well, the point is, it's not a question of the lesser handicappers being better than the better handicappers, which usually are on this. Everybody had it. You know how long it took you? 10 minutes. 6 minutes to do your figure, and I allowed you 4 minutes instead of 3.5. 4 minutes plus 6 minutes, which is 10 minutes, you got the winners and the place horse and the show. If you don't believe me, turn to page 37. We won't do two of them. You're too good. I don't
know. Page what?
Now, take a look at the exact.
How did you get for a cue?
What do you see
for
results?
Why'd you eliminate Vansky?
$99. Now you paid $45 to come to Glad. You just won $99. You already had.
So you owe us all.
Keep the money. You see how easy that is? And that goes, if you practice this, if people think you can't get it, and you're worried, you say, well, I can't beat that track, and I got to play this one, or I can't get a handle on this. You do that, you find out how good you are. You should stimulate your confidence. Instead of betting $2 and $3 and having a stomach ache all the race, you bet $50 and $80 and be confident. Most people don't know how good they are. I'm the only one who knows how good you are. But I hate to see anybody that good not make a lot of money out of it. That is called eyeball scan or little professor scan or whatever you want to call it. Each one of us has in our ego makeup a little guy in there based on the free child. You as you were before you were contaminated by your parents and society. At what age were you the smartest? Call out an age.
7, 8, 3, 1, 7, 8, 6 months.
Who said 7? Now at what age? That's what it's happening, wasn't it? At 7, everybody starts telling you don't. Oh boy, it's going to be a problem. Now, so what most of us gave in. Now, what age did you emerge again as smart as you've ever been? About what age?
25.
Who said 16? 100%. Hey, what do you must be? You must be doing some kind of work somewhere. 7 and 16. The 2 is the first emergence, but we don't any of us remember that. 2, 7, and 16. We get the terrible 2s, you know, they got the doctors writing books on how to suppress your child with terrible 2s. Hopefully never to rise again, be an individual, autonomous. Merely a poor reflection of the parents' warts. Once again, God gives us a chance at the age of 7, and if we don't make it 7, we make it 16. Now, I'll tell you a Jungian phenomenon. If you don't emerge at 16 and you're so suppressed, what age, what's the next age when most people manifest their freedom? 42. Jung found that if you had genius or great qualities, but if you didn't express them by the time you were 16, they're still suppressed, and you were like Einstein, kind of a backward kid. About the age of 42, you reemerge, commonly known as middle age.
What's next?
Start over.
Goes backwards.
Well, you should show some signs in the 40s, but now middle age can be interpreted as later, though. Lifespan's been increased since Jung's wrote that, which is only 40 years ago. Lifespan's been increased by 10 years, so you can go up 48, somewhere in there. 50. How old are you? Whatever age you are, that's the beginning of your next. Okay, 49 for you then. That's where you're going to emerge next. The little professor is that part within us that never quite gets locked up, and does God help us, which has intuition and insights. It's the one that knows that everything that mommy said was wrong was really not wrong. It's the one that said, hey, you aren't going to go flying. It's the one that and it's the one that said, hey, there's something wrong with these cats that are putting me down here. And it's a little professor that'll win you more races if you let him free and go to work. Now, if I had announced what we were going to do and given you a big song and dance about it, you might have tightened up and not done as well. The idea is to go home and get yourself your tape recorder out and sit in the room. And if you have family who thinks that people who talk to themselves are crazy, try to avoid doing it in front of them, unless they all know you're already crazy. And call the race. You can imitate whatever damn thing you can do. You know, anything you want. Call the race, and it gets some of your radio announcer aspirations out of your system too. Listen to yourself. Call the race. After you get over your self-consciousness, follow these rules. Don't take more than 6 minutes to prepare, and don't take more than 3 times the time of the running of the race to call it. And then start narrowing down the time you take to call it till you equate with the actual running time of the race. And when you see how much you're winning with that procedure, what do you think it's going to do to your self-confidence? Now all you do is, if you get the win place and show horse in your top 5 at the end, put in those 5 horses, the computer will sort it out. You might have a winner coming in 3rd and place horse. First, or second, something. You can get a winner in the place horse in your top 5 with 80% accuracy. Look, what have you got? Buy a bus ticket to Vegas and come home owning the bus. If you can win 80% for Vanellas, Vanellas pay an average of 3.2 to 1. It costs you $6 minimum. And every time you do 80, you just multiply 80% times 3.2 to 1, and see how much you have to bet to make a fortune. It's not much. But did that open your eyes to yourself a little bit? Huh? Yeah. Be excited. Be excited.
Yeah.
You're all millionaires. Well, we got you during your low cycle of energy. 3.2 to 1. Let's say $21. That's even lower. You do 80%. 80 times $21 is what?
$168.
Good. How much did you bet? What's 20 times 6? 120? Divide Is that six times 20? 2 times 6 is 12, that's 120, right? What's your ROI?
60%.
Every time you put one of those dollars, you walk up and say $6 every time you put one of those in, one has to become $6. For every bet, you're getting $1.60 back for every dollar you put in. Not bad. It's nice to walk up to the teller and say, explain your ROI to her. Say, would you mind if I get a dollar? Would you give me $1.60? They won't do it. They don't believe it. But that's essentially what they're really doing. Now let's go over this ROI. For everybody's benefit, based on what they're now doing. Some of you perceive yourself as losers who are not. Somebody call me out their average mutual. Call three of them and I'll take the lowest.
980.
I hear 980 once, good, did you want to leave me alone? $8. Oh, only $8. Come where somebody else, quick.
Yeah.
A true one. Huh?
Well,
you're that much better than me. Delighted you're seeing. Okay, let's do. We had 8, 9, and 12, right? At $8, what's your win percentage? You know? I don't want you to guess. Somebody give me a win percentage.
63.
True, I'm on a true win percentage now. 63. Okay? Hey. Let's take 63 for us. Is 63 out of anybody's element? Anybody not doing 63? And the newcomers were excused from answering. What are you doing?
I'm not answering.
You must have a number. If it's not, you come in and make an appointment, come see me. Believe me, you've got to be 63 or I'm not doing my job. Right? Anybody not 63 other than those who aren't talking? If you take him at 80, you got a hell of a problem. Why are you not doing 80 of these?
No, I'm just getting started, so that's probably
one. You have curlier hair than he does. You got more of it. You're just certainly as good looking as he is. And you don't weigh as much. So if he can do it, you can do it, right? Do you not feel that way inside? If that man can do 80, I can do 80, right? Okay,
no,
good.
Maybe I don't play so
the
much.
The guy behind him looks like a truck driver. He's a millionaire. He wins 80% of his races, right?
George, my student?
My father said that only the rich can afford to dress badly. Well, I say a guy best driving badly does 80%, you know darn well. He's taking advantage of his wealth. Okay. 63%. Let's take 6.3 times this terribly low mutual of $8. What do we come?